რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. გთავაზობთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. საქართველოში გამართა აქციები 8 მარტთან დაკავშირებით პოლიტიკაში მეტი ქალის ჩართვის და შრომითი უფლებების უკეთ დაცვისკენ მოწოდებით. ალექსი პეტრიაშვილმა საავადმყოფო დატოვა. კიევში გამართა დემონსტრაცია ნადია სავჩენკოს გათავისუფლების მოთხოვნით. შეშფოთებას და კრიტიკულ შეფასებებს იწვევს ევროკავშირისა და თურქეთის წინასწარი გეგმა მიგრაციის კრიზისის მოსაგვარებლად. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. საქართველოში გამართა აქციები პოლიტიკაში მეტი ქალის ჩართვისა და შრომითი უფლებების უკეთ დაცვისკენ მოწოდებით. 8 მარტთან ქალთა საერთაშორისო დღესთან დაკავშირებით თბილისში გამართულ ორ აქციამსვლელობაში ათობით ქალი მონაწილეობდა. საქართველოს პარლამენტთან მისულებმა ყველა დეპუტატს გაუგზავნეს სერილი და გენდერული კვოტების შესახებ კანონპროექტის მხარდაჭერისკენ მოუწოდეს. ოპოზიციურ გაერთიანება თავისუფალი დემოკრატების ერთ-ერთმა ლიდერმა ალექსი პეტრიაშვილმა, რომელიც 26 თებერვალს დააჭრეს, საავადმყოფო დატოვა. მისი თქმით, არის პროგრესი გამოჯამრთელების თვალსაზრისით და ექიმები ფიქრობენ, რომ უკვე შეუძლია მკურნალობის შინ გაგრძელება. პეტრიაშვილმა ჟურნალისტებს უთხრა ასევე, რომ არ აპირებს თავდასხმის მოტივებზე ვარაუდების გამოთქმას. ამასთან თავდასხმას მკვლელობის მცდელობად მიიჩნევს. დღესვე გავრცელებული ინფორმაციით, მართლომ ახმკვეთი ღონისიების სახით პატიმრობა შეუფარდა პეტრიაშვილზე თავდასხმაში ბრალდებულ პირს, ლევან მექვაფიშვილს. საქართველოს პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარე დავით უსუფაშვილი პოლიტიკური მახისკენ ნაბიჯს უწოდებს მართველი კოალიციის ინიციატივას ქორწინების, როგორც ქალისა და მამაკაცის ერთობის კონსტიტუციით განსაზღვრის თაობაზე. უსუფაშვილმა დღეს დაადასტურა, რომ რესპუბლიკური პარტია, მიუხედავად იმისა, რომ კოალიციის წევრია, ემიჩნევა ამ პროცესს.
რესპუბლიკური პარტია საქართველოში მოქმედი კანონმდებლობით ქორწინებას აღიარებს როგორც ქალისა და მამაკაცის ზემოყოფლობით ერთობას და არაფერს სხვას. შესაბამისად, ჩვენი კანონმდებლობა და კონსტიტუცია ამ თვალსაზრისით არ არის ნაკლული სამართლებრივად. ამ თემით უახლოესი თვეების და საარჩევნო პროცესის დომინირება ეს არანაირად არ შედის ჩემი აზრით საქართველოს ინტერესებში.
აღნიშნა უსუფაშვილმა. კოალიცია ქართული ოცნების ლიდერმა, საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრმა გიორგი კვირიკაშვილმა გუშინ განაცხადა, რომ კოალიცია გეგმავს საკონსტიტუციო ცვლილების ინიცირებას, რათა ქორწინება განისაზღვროს როგორც ქალის და მამაკაცის ერთობა. კიევში ასობით ადამიანმა მიიღო მონაწილეობა დემონსტრაციაში რუსეთში დაპატიმრებული სამხედრო მფრინავის ნადეჟდა სავჩენკოს გათავისუფლების მოთხოვნით. 500-მდე დემონსტრანტმა, მათ შორის პარლამენტის წევრებმა, ჩაიარეს უკრაინის თავდაცვის სამინისტროდან რუსეთის საელჩომდე და მას გადასცეს პეტიცია, რომლითაც პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმირ პუტინს მოუწოდებენ უკრაინელი მფრინავი ქალის გათავისუფლებისგან. ნადია სავჩენკო 2014 წლის ივნისში შეიპყრეს აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში, სადაც ის მოხალისეების ბატალიონში იბრძოდა რუსეთის მხარდაჭერით მოქმედი სეპარატისტების წინააღმდეგ. ამის შემდეგ ის ჩაიყვანეს რუსეთში, სადაც ასამართლებენ ორი რუსი ჟურნალისტის მკვლელობაში მონაწილეობის ბრალდებით. შეშფოთებას და კრიტიკულ შეფასებებს იწვევს ევროკავშირის და თურქეთის წინასწარი გეგმა მიგრაციის კრიზისის მოსაგვარებლად. კრიტიკა მიმართულია მაგალითად ევროკავშირიდან თურქეთში მიგრანტების მასობრივად დაბრუნების პერსპექტივის წინააღმდეგ. გაეროს უტოლთა სააგენტოს განმარტებით საერთაშორისო სამართლით დაუშვებელია უცხოელების მასობრივი გაძევება. ირანი აცხადებს, რომ მისმა შეიარაღებულმა ძალებმა ბალისტიკური რაკეტები გამოსადეს რამდენიმე რეგიონში სამხედრო წვრთნებთან დაკავშირებით. საინფორმაციო სააგენტო ისნას ცნობით, 8 მარტს ჩატარებული გამოცდების მისანი აჩვენოს ირანის ძალამოწინააღმდეგის შესაკავებლად და ასევე ირანის უნარი დაუპირისპირდეს ნებისმიერ საფრთხეს. კომპანია ნაიკიმ შეაჩერა სარეკლამო კონტრაქტი ჩოგბურთელ მარია შარაპოვასთან, რომელმაც აღიარა, რომ იანვარში სისხლში აღმოუჩინეს აკრძალული ნივთიერება. კომპანიის განცხადებაში ნათქვამია, რომ კონტრაქტის მოქმედება შეჩერებულია, ვიდრე არ დასრულებულა საკითხის მოკვლევა, რომელსაც ჩოგბურთის საერთაშორისო ფედერაცია აწარმოებს. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ის მარიამ ჭიაურელმა მოამზადა და გაგაცნოთ. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, welcome to the show. We're live from Studio 4 in downtown Washington, D.C., and we welcome you to our request hour. This is Border Crossings. I also want to say happy International Women's Day to all the women around the world. Every day's Women's Day, isn't it? Gotta love those ladies. But happy International Women's Day officially on the calendar of the world for today. And we are happy to have you with us. And here's a woman's request. Shelley is in Kuwait, and she wants to go uptown for a little funk with Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars right here on Border Crossings. And away we go.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bout that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some liquor in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Ride to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skipping.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. A dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Trick, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance. Jump on it. If you sexed and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe it, just watch. Come on. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, hey.
Going uptown for a little funk, and that's Mark Ronson, who wrote and produced the song, and stars Bruno Mars, the song that got the Grammy for Record of the Year, Uptown Funk, for Shelley in Kuwait. And I want to say hello to Barbara Nanyombi in Uganda, who is listening to our show today. Also heard from a mechanical engineer who listens to us every day, Abraham Getachew, who said, I wish I could be a woman. because it's International Women's Day. I guess he wants his day. He wants his day. It's not today, Abraham. This is for the ladies. Sorry. But anyway, speaking of Uptown Funk, very interesting that a 70s trio is suing the producer, Mark Ronson, for some money. They said they want money. The name of the group is The Sequence. And they had a song that was out in the 70s, and they say it sounds exactly the same. The hook is exactly the same. And so they're suing for a copyright infringement, which seems to be the thing to do these days if somebody has a hit and it sounds like something you wrote or sang on. But there's a website that says, you know, that's not the only song that sounds a lot like Uptown Funk and could probably sue for copyright or infringement rights. And this website goes on to list a bunch of them. And here they are. Now, you think to yourself, maybe they've got something. Maybe there's some similarity between Uptown Funk and songs like Jungle Love, Morris Day and the Time. Remember that song? The Gap Band, Oops, Upside Your Head. That's another one. Michael Jackson's Jam sounds a lot like it. Trinidad James, All Gold Everything. Zapp and Roger, More Bounce to the Ounce. Prince, Uptown. The Really Wild Show, theme song. Ray Parker Jr., Ghostbusters. There's an example of some songs that sound similar to Uptown Funk. And this website said, hey, you know, if you're going to start suing, why don't you guys sue? This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and thank you for joining us today. 202-619-2077 is our phone number. If you want to tune in and chime in and let us know that you're out there, we would love to hear from you. Derek has checked in. Nardos, Agri, Mary Buckman, Wanja, Wesley Balland, and Stephen Doss so far checked in on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's our Facebook page. I'm told by our engineers that we are back on the air everywhere as of today. Anywhere that we had some problems, we're back on the air. So I'm glad to say that we are full power today. We're at full power. Saidu Muhammad Ali is tuned in to Border Crossings and says, Happy Mother's Day. Well, Saidu, Mother's Day comes in May, but it is International Women's Day today. So we'll go along with that theme. And he said, play a song from Don Williams called I Believe in You and dedicate it to all moms around the world. So here you go, moms. This is for you on Border Crossings.
Superstars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by, but I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you.
I'm Adele, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. Seem to be home.
Border Crossings and Adele. Hello. Hello, Adele. That's off the 25 album, a request from Hassan, who listens in Pakistan. So, shukriya to all of our friends who tune in to Josh FM 99 each and every night. Hassan, thank you very much for requesting Adele. That was the first song that she sings in her concerts. She comes out, and that is the opening number. And the crowd, of course, goes crazy, and everyone's on their feet from that moment on for the rest of the show, which goes about 90 minutes. And she sings a collection of songs from all of her albums, and she does a couple of covers. She brings people on stage to sing with her, and she just performed the first of four sold-out shows in Manchester this week. And then next week, she's at London's O2 Arena. So that's where her tour is taking her these days. I want to say hello to John Williams, who listens to Border Crossings in India. Originally, John is from South Sudan, and he checked in on our Facebook page. So hello, John. Yirgu Fanta is a new listener. Yirgu, welcome to Border Crossings. Jerus Germay is also tuned in to the show. And Michael Adamu, Joseph in Nigeria, all the regulars who listen. I was looking at the Facebook page and going through some of the names. Kel Kidan and Bevan Dundas. Both of those sound like new names. So we welcome you to our show. And it's great that the listenership continues to expand. Bello Aliu is tuned in. Joseph Munyao, who's been with us a while. Awalu, England geographer, listens to Border Crossings. And here's another name that's new. Australia Ago, who is a new listener, or Ogao. Sralia Ogao is tuned in. Rhea Lorvin is with us as well. So thank you, everybody who has gone to our Facebook page, Breezy Wiz, and the rest of the gang. You can check in with us on Facebook as well, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can also call us if you want to phone in your request, 202-619-2077. That's our studio phone number. Jessica is listening in Kuwait. And she requested a song for Michelle, who is in Washington. And this is from Michael Bolton. This one's called Missing You Now, right here on Border Crossings.
Talk to you, but it's not the same. It's touching you. And every time you whisper my name, I wanna run to you. We'll be together. It won't be long, it won't be long, but it feels like forever. And it's hard to be strong, baby. Is all that I can do. My arms around my pillow at night, they should be holding you. We'll be right back.
I'm Michael Bolton, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms, kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Thinking out loud, maybe we found love right.
თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
ჩემთვის თავისუფლება უპირველეს ყოვლისა ნიშნავს უდიდეს პასუხისმგებლობას. პასუხისმგებლობას როგორც ჩვენ საკუთარ საქციელზე, ასევე პასუხისმგებლობას სხვის მიმართ. და მე ვთვლი, რომ სწორედ აი ამ გაგებით უნდა მოვეკიდო დამცნებას, რომელიც ძალიან დიდი დატვირთვის არის. ეს არის მახლაცნება, რომელსაც ღირს ცხოვრება და ბრძოლა.
გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge.
Ed Sheeran celebrated his 25th birthday, and not too long after that, he won his very first Grammy Award for the song we just heard, Thinking Out Loud, which he told his best friend, Taylor Swift. He thinks, when he first wrote it, before it was released, he said, I think I've written the best song ever. And he loved it. And she heard it. She loved it, too. She became a big fan, which is one of the reasons why. People don't know, but if you watch the Grammys, Taylor Swift's reaction was, she was overwhelmed. She was overcome with emotion. There was so much joy, it looked like she was more excited at the Grammy win for Ed than Ed himself was. She was running around. She was covering her face. She was in tears. She was laughing, smiling. And the camera kept cutting to her. And that's because Ed came to her first and said, you got to hear this song. And so she was touched by that song. Amadou in Ethiopia requested that song. Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran, who quit smoking last year. So let that be a message to everyone who's a smoker right now, tuned into the show. If Ed Sheeran can quit, you can quit too. If you want to quit. If you don't want to quit, okay. Taking a risk with your health. One of the things that Ed Sheeran was asked, what's been the highlight so far? And of course, his X album has just achieved double platinum status in the U.S., 2 million sold in the U.S. But he said still the highlight for him last year was selling out three shows at Wembley Arena in London. He said, growing up as a child, he used to see all the greats there, the Rolling Stones and you name it. They all sold out the show, 80,000 people. He said he never imagined in his wildest dreams that he'd be selling out one show at Wembley, let alone three shows at Wembley. So he just, you know, he was overcome by that. That was his highlight. So Amadou, thank you for requesting Ed Sheeran Thinking Out Loud. Christy Sayarat is tuned in, and she's in Kuwait, originally from the Philippines. So hello, kumustaka. Christy, thank you for tuning in. Andre Yannick listens to us in Romania and said he's happy to be back with us here on Border Crossing. So thank you, Andre, for putting us on in Romania. We've got a request from Kuwait as well. This is from Germania. She wants me to play Lara Fabian with Broken Vow. Lara is a Belgian-Canadian singer, and she sold over 30 million records around the world. In fact, she is the best-selling Belgian female singer of all time. And her father is from Belgium, and her mom is from a Sicilian background. So here is Lara Fabian by request, and this is called Broken Vow on Border Crossings.
Fly. Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me baby if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance. No matter where you go, know you're not alone. I'm only one.
One call away. We're only one call away. 202-619-2077. And Christy requested that song, Charlie Puth, off of his brand new album, Nine Track Mind. And that's One Call Away on Border Crossings. That song is going to be performed on the Kids' Choice Awards Show, which will be broadcast this coming up weekend on Saturday, 8 p.m. He'll perform a medley, which will include One Call Away and See You Again, and Wiz Khalifa will be on stage singing along with him, with Charlie. Nice guy. He's been on Border Crossings before. We interviewed him and had him on the show. A couple of things I got to cover here. I want to say, first of all, hello to Caleb Inengeshi, who's in Nigeria, tuned into our show. Armstrong Te Mensa Aminya, who checked in from the Star Assurance Company, and they're listening in Ghana to 98.1 FM. Also heard from Lej Wonder, Nana Afenyi, Desire Rami in Ghana, Brian Cabasso, Etienne Haba Mugisha, Mara Henry, Bello, Joseph in Kenya, and Augustino are all listening to Border Crossing. So thank you so much for joining the show. It's great to hear from you guys. I also have to thank, now since we're back on in Ghana now, and we're back on in Kuwait, we went off the air for a little bit because of technical problems, and I have to thank the whole technical crew who work around the clock to get our equipment working and transmitters back on the air. So thank you, Clifford George and Lockwalk and Julio Alvarez and everybody at the Kuwaiti Master Control and Javier and Sheldon and everybody who's working hard to keep Border Crossings on the air. Ray McDonald coming in just a couple of minutes for Chart Chat here on a Tuesday. My goodness, he's grown a couple inches since the last time I saw him. It's been a long time. This is Border Crossings, and here is a request from Barbie Brown in Ethiopia, who goes by Ruth, and wants Chris Breezy, Chris Brown, a little more.
Sharpie, swing my way, put that ass all in my face, round and round above my head, swing that ass like a chandelier. Baby, you've been on that pole too long, too long. And girl, I'm trying to take you home.
You got the best head out.
You know my girl's like us.
We gon' turn this party up over.
Best friends out.
Everybody got me tipping.
She told me that you got a twin.
And I just wanna put the tip in a little bit.
Chris Brown Breezy.
Doing the Chris Brown wave over here in the cheap seats.
That's for Ruth Barbie Brown. I think she's thinking optimistically there, adopting his last name. Maybe a little hopeful there. Ray McDonald is in, and I haven't seen Ray since before the Grammys when he promised me a Grammy update, and then something changed, and then he disappeared.
And then I just ran away.
And he just ran away. He didn't want to come back, but we pulled him back.
He pulled me back in. And I have reemerged with two tracks that are climbing up the top 20 on this latest issue of the Billboard Hot 100. Should mention, up at the top, Rihanna and Drake are number one for a second straight week with Work. So those two are going strong. But a little farther back, we have some interesting contenders. First up, I'm going to be talking to you about Lucas Graham, who, when I first saw that name, I was thinking, okay, this guy must be some new country singer. Well, it's anything but that. And I will fill you in on Lucas Graham after we hear 7 Years.
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was written about everything I saw before me. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
And that was 7 years by Lucas Graham, the group. Not Lucas Graham the man, although there is a Lucas Graham the man. This song rises from 20th to 12th place on the Hot 100. It's got a little momentum behind it. This is a Danish pop soul band featuring their lead singer, Lucas Graham Forchhammer, which I think is a great name. I think you should have kept it. They should have just kept them, called themselves Forchhammer. Because then they'd sound like a heavy metal band. Well, they got their start in 2011. They posted a pair of YouTube videos performed in Lucas's home. And from there, they became a popular live act in Copenhagen. They put their debut album out in 2012. They have had 5 number one singles in Denmark, and 7 Years, which came out last September, has already gone to number one in more than 10 countries. So this is one of those international hits that we're sort of getting in the U.S. after the fact, sort of like Omi's Cheerleader last year. Lucas Graham will be kicking off a North American tour on March 28th. At the famous Troubadour Club in Hollywood, one of the most famous live venues in America. So they're off to a pretty good start. Next up, we have an artist who has been absent from the top 20 for almost 6 years. His name is Mike Posner, and we will catch up with Mike after I Took a Pill in Ibiza.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I'm living out in L.A. I drive a sports car just to prove
I'm a real big baller cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes. But you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know a sad soul, sad soul. Darling, all I know are sad souls, sad souls. Cause my name's a reminder of a pop song people forgot. And I can't keep a girl, no. Cause as soon as the sun comes up, I cut them all loose and work's my excuse. But the truth is I can't open up. And you don't wanna be high like me, never really knowing why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know sad souls, sad souls. Darling, all I know are sad souls, sad souls.
Mike Posner. The song's called I Took a Pill in Ibiza. It goes from 24th to 15th place on the latest Hot 100. If you've been following the chart for a few years, you might recognize the name Mike Posner. Back in 2010, he scored with back-to-back hits Cooler Than Me and Please Don't Go. And he's sort of been absent since then. I guess he's been partying in Ibiza. Mike says this song is based on a real incident. He was in Ibiza. He was already drinking when he took this mystery pill. Mike says he doesn't drink anymore, by the way. He says it was amazing at the time, and when he came down, he felt 10 years older. This song has gone to number one in the Netherlands and Norway. So, again, another international hit that's making its way stateside. And, hey, welcome back, Mike Posner.
And he's from Detroit, like yours truly.
Homeboy.
Homeboy. All right. Well, thank you, Ray, for coming on the show.
Hey, it's nice to be back.
Nice to have you back.
I found my way back here.
Yes, you managed to get here without a map, and so we'll see you again next Tuesday.
You got it, Larry. I'll be there.
Well, thank you, Ray. Ray is the host of the Billboard Top 20 Countdown, which is heard on the VOA 1 Music Network every week. Thursdays, I believe.
Thursdays.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in, Ray. This is Border Crossings, and I thank you for joining us. I heard from Zerahun Sewunet, who's working with UNICEF in Ethiopia. Wanted me to send a shout-out to UNICEF of Ethiopia. So, Zerahun, thank you. Muhammad Ibrahim, Hamza Iqbal Chuktai. Also got a message from Antone Tayi, Dereje Seyum Munaza Farid, who listens to us in Pakistan on Josh FM 99, and Teddy Fikadu. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Border Crossings today. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, and to Vince, our producer-director, and also to all the women of the world on International Women's Day.
I'm Larry Lund.
The women of the world. Where would we be without them?
I hate to even think about
That's it. We wouldn't be
without them.
Radyo Tavisupleba, FM A7.4.
Radyo Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Ovol ve 30 saatse de 34 turdze, tavazıp nakhevar saatiyen Azerbaycanlı programız.
Size her gün Tbilisi vaxtıyla saat 20.30'dan 21'e kadar Azatlık Radyosu'nun verişlerini dinlemeye teklif edirik.
Bizi 107.4 FM'de dinleyin.
Kvisminyet Kofelge, FM A7.4. Radyo Tavisupleba.